This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has endorsed former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. In a pre-recorded video statement released early Monday, she described Biden as the personification of hope and courage. She cited his experience helping to pass health care reform and the bank bailout in 2009 to argue he is well-positioned to lead the country amid a global pandemic. Pelosi chose to stay neutral during the Democratic Party primary process, repeatedly cautioning the party to keep its eye on the ultimate prize of defeating President Donald Trump in November. All of Biden's rivals in the party have suspended their campaigns or endorsed him, making his coronation this summer a near certainty. The leaders of the U.S. states of Colorado, Mississippi, Montana, and Tennessee allowed some businesses to resume operations Monday after periods of shutdown due to the coronavirus pandemic. They joined the states of Georgia, Oklahoma, Alaska, and South Carolina in the push to put people back to work and allow residents to get back to some semblance of their pre-coronavirus lives. Health experts are warning against reopening too early, and many state governors have said measures will be in place to protect the public's safety. There are about 980,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the country, with some 55,000 deaths so far. New York State has been hit the hardest, with about 30% of all U.S. cases and deaths. Governor Andrew Cuomo said Sunday that when his lockdown order expires on May 15th, parts of the state that may not have been as harshly impacted could begin opening construction and manufacturing businesses. After a two-week evaluation period, further easing would be considered. The coronavirus outbreak has taken a financial toll on the world's largest economy. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging the world's governments to respect human rights during the COVID-19 pandemic. Michelle Bachelet said in a statement Monday that human rights should not be violated under the guise of exceptional or emergency measures. Bachelet said emergency powers should be used to cope effectively with the pandemic, nothing more, nothing less, and should not be a weapon governments can wield to quash dissent, control the population, and even perpetrate their time in power. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who returned to work Monday after contracting COVID-19, said it was too early to try to relax Britain's restrictions. Johnson spoke outside his Downing Street office, saying that while he understands the impatience and anxiety people feel, relaxing restrictions right now would risk a new wave of death and disease that would harm the economy. In his words, "I refuse to throw away all the effort and the sacrifice of the British people and to risk a second major outbreak and huge loss of life and the overwhelming of the NHS," he said, referring to Britain's National Health Service. Johnson was the first world leader to contract COVID-19. He spent several days in an intensive care unit fighting the disease. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock said on Monday that he has cautious optimism about the COVID-19 outbreak in the United Kingdom, but said the government is sticking with its lockdown restrictions to continue flattening the curve. Britain recorded 4,310 new cases overnight and 360 fatalities. That brings the number of COVID deaths in Britain to 21,092. That's the lowest daily death toll in a month, but Britain is still the fifth country in the world to surpass 20,000 deaths. The Saudi-led government coalition engaged in Yemen on Monday urged a leading separatist group that declared self-rule in the south to rescind its move, saying it was an escalatory action at a time all parties should focus on confronting the coronavirus pandemic. The move by the separatist Southern Transitional Council threatens to renew conflict between the STC and the Saudi-backed government, nominal allies under the coalition, even as the United Nations tries to secure a permanent nationwide ceasefire over the coronavirus pandemic. And Afghanistan's civilians continue to die in high numbers, more than 500 in the first quarter of 2020, despite the signing of a deal between the United States and the Taliban to end hostilities. That's according to a United Nations report released on Monday. The report also noted that more than 150 children were killed during the first 3 months of the new year. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.